Hi, this is Doug Hastings, Vice President here at Moody Radio, and we have a unique sponsor for this podcast. It's United Faith Mortgage, the faith-focused mortgage team with a very specific advantage that can save families money. Here are two things you need to know. Number one, United Faith Mortgage was started by a dad and his son and his wife, and they've grown into a team helping families all across the U.S. And number two, they have a unique advantage. Their company is an arm of a bigger company, which is a direct lender, meaning there's no middleman. Their company uses its own money and makes its own lending decisions within its own walls. Again, no middleman. And often, this allows them to get you a better rate on a new home purchase, refinance, or cash out refinance, which could save you money over a lifetime. Check out the Faith and Family Mortgage team at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
Coming to you live from the Morningstar Mission Sponsor Studios, this is Carl and Crew Mornings on 90.1 FM Moody Radio.
All right, guys, it is 5:01 at 90.1 FM Moody Radio. It's a beautiful day out there. Really nice, man. Had a long conversation with Jim Coakley walking in. That was sweet. Fun to have fellowship out in the parking lot.
Why are they here so early?
He gets there so early.
Right.
He and Dr.
Yeah,
Sour.
He was here a half an hour ago.
They need
yeah.
to stop that. Jim?
No, that's it. Actually good, man. Early bird gets the worm, buddy. We're going to have a great day today, guys. This is going to be a real freeing day because we're going to talk about how we deal with all the failures in our life, the areas that are breaking down. And I think the constant kind of tendency is to focus on those things that are broken and go, man, we got to fix these.
Oh, yeah.
Things.
And it's hard to not see the things that are broken.
Yeah. For some. I mean, I've been blind to my own stuff plenty of times, too.
Yes. But don't you feel like when you know something that is wrong or broken, you kind of fixate on it?
Oh, yeah. No. When you know about it, then you fixate on
yeah.
it. So it's like this gap. Either you don't know about it and you're going
either
along.
It's a blind spot or
yeah.
it's all you can see.
You're like a pig in poop and everybody else can see you rolling around. But then when a pig realizes I'm in poop.
Oh, wow. I don't know about that.
Well, that's a great metaphor. Because it's... I feel like if God can use as a dog returns to his vomit and things like that, I can use pig and poop. So, but fair. when you're right though, Allie, when you discover, wow, my life isn't going well, you can fixate on it, and you think fixating on it's the way to fix it.
Yes, that I'm gonna if I think about it enough, if I even talk about it enough,
right,
then it's gonna get better.
Is that true, Sputnik?
I think so. That's what we talked about yesterday, right?
Well, I'm not sure. Now you got me confused. We talked about what yesterday?
Yesterday we talked about walking in our own strength and
yeah.
the things that we're most prone to
we
be walking in our
all
own
day,
strength.
That was great.
Yeah. No, and it doesn't work. But today's going to be an added wrinkle because this is a lot of fun.
A wrinkle?
Oh, yeah. Big wrinkle. And you're going to love this, I promise you, because what we're going to look at is really the Apostle Paul's prescription for how to get out of the funk that you find yourself in.
Ooh, I'm excited for this one.
And this is so counterintuitive, but it's true. And you can look at this with almost anything in life. Isn't it funny how truth kind of is, it's reflected in life?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. When something is true, it's transcendent. It is everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere. And this is one of those today for sure. Okay, guys, got the whole team here today, and we still got a happy birthday banner up. Is there a reason for that? Are we living in the fumes or the aftermath?
We're getting ready for my birthday now.
Is it straight
now?
Yeah,
I figure I'm just going to leave it up.
Yeah, why don't we just leave that up?
365.
Who's got the next birthday? Is that you, Young Thunder?
No, I think it's you.
I think it's you.
No, it is?
No, it's May. Allie.
Oh,
March 9th.
Gracious.
Oh, that's right.
It's all Allie. Good. We can just skip right on.
March what?
9th. First day of share.
Right.
Poor thing.
Oh, fun.
First day of share.
Happy birthday.
First day of share. You know what we're going to ask her for? Happy birthday, Allie. Give some money to the work here.
That's okay. That's not a problem at all.
Don't say that to me after I'm trying to take a shot at you.
No, it'll be fine, girl. No relaxing day off on my birthday this year.
No.
It'll be one of the longest work days of the year for us.
We'll give you a...
Yeah.
I'll go get you something from the snack table.
Yeah. Of course you will.
Right.
By the way, I put in my special request.
Yes, you did.
Put in my special request.
Are they going to get you a pretzel?
They're working on it.
Okay.
Matt said he's working on it.
He's rolling the dough himself.
Yeah.
We're talking about share, which, believe it or not, is coming up in less than 2 weeks.
We're excited about this.
We
are
a week and a half away.
If you're new and you don't know about share, it's one of the most incredible rushes of adrenaline you'll ever imagine. It's this big old dog pile of people scrambling to get money into the coffers to get the best news ever out onto the streets of Chicago. How about them apples?
We have actually a link. So if you want to check it out, you want to get more information, just text the word share to our number and then you'll know what in the world we're talking about. Text share to 312-274-9624. Just one word, share. 312-274-9624.
Yeah, and if you're a seasoned vet and you're not going to be here a week from Monday and beyond, get this link and let's roll. We've got a massive goal this year. And you know what we're up against, guys? We're in a post-Christian culture right now. I mean, there's a lot there. It's really interesting. But here's what I believe about this. Let me just go for it for a second here. I think that when you lack moral absolutes, you don't have a vacuum of nothing. It's like anything can become moral. So it's like anything can then reach a level of morality, and it's based on what you believe to be true. Now, here's the cool news, really cool news. It's a golden opportunity for us to put forward the Word of God in a way that's, man, yes, let's get the truth out there. And the best way to deal with a post-Christian culture is to flood the zone with the gospel and get it out there.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're going to be talking about.
And we have the opportunity every day to shine a light for the gospel.
Big time. Big time. We absolutely do. So let's roll here today.
You ready?
We're ready. Coming up in a moment, we are going to take you to a passage of scripture. It's going to paint a really clear picture for where we're going today.
Hey, I'm Allie. You're listening to the Carl and Cruz Showcast.
Okay, really quick, I want to take two volunteers. What is the thing you do to be filled with the Spirit so that you do not gratify the desires of the flesh? Let's go. Who's got it?
For me, the first thing that comes to mind is that I have a prayer wall in my hallway.
Ooh, good.
So I just like walk back and forth praying.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's something that I've been doing lately.
That's awesome.
And the other thing that I really want to start doing more is getting up. I know it's really difficult. Getting up early and actually reading my Bible before the show.
It's hard.
It's really hard, man.
And there's something different about reading the Bible for just...
Yes, for studying.
Yeah, rather than show
and
prep.
And writing. Mm-hmm. Right. It's totally different. I found that I've been getting depleted, and so I needed to have my time in the Bible with the Lord.
Good word. Okay, she did so good, you guys don't get to speak right now.
Oh, no, sorry.
Yeah, wow. You got shined. Wow. You got outshined by the youngest one here, guys.
The youngest one.
Young Thunder?
No.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Wow.
I forget these things really quick. Is Young Thunder younger than you?
Yes. Yeah.
I did but not. Like... I spaced that.
Now she's tinier.
I don't. I think that's the problem.
That is the problem. Yeah. Oh, exactly.
I think the problem is she always looks like a little sister.
I get it.
There's no way she's going to ever look like a big sister.
I am the shortest in both of our families.
That's
okay,
it.
Okay. Coming up. Sorry about that. I hope
I thought you were joking. You look genuinely confused after that.
No. I don't think about stuff like age.
Hey, this is Super Di. Hope you're enjoying the Carl and Crew Showcast.
We're tackling a hot topic here today, guys. We're asking you, how are you going to deal with your flesh cravings? Ever think about that? What's the common ways we deal with flesh cravings?
Self-denial, to try to kind of willpower. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do this thing ever again. I'm done.
Right. And by the way, we can get some serious energy going.
Oh, yeah.
And we're convinced we can do it.
I'm done. Never again.
Yeah. How else do we deal with flesh cravings?
I think being busy and just saying, okay, I'm just not going to, you know, think about this and I'm going to keep going and serving the Lord.
Okay. What else? Come on. How else do we deal with flesh cravings?
We may actually go through with it and just have excuses of why this is not actually a sin.
No. Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say. Oh, so no. The way we deal with flesh cravings is we go jump in.
Right. And just say, this isn't a problem. what's the matter with you? You know?
I don't want to too spiritualize this. The first one is we go do it.
Yeah. Wow. It's bologna on a silver plate, but it's still bologna.
Oh, no.
You know?
Oh, yeah. It's bologna on a silver plate. What we do is we serve up our flesh cravings with ribbons.
Oh, yeah. And garnish.
Oh, yeah. Garnish. We make them look good.
Sure. The little green stuff around the...
Yeah. I think the justification that Di hit on is a big part
What's
of it.
That?
We can justify it and start to convince ourselves that it's really not a problem.
Yeah.
That's really okay. I mean, there are far worse things.
So there's a distinction there. So what I'm saying is you just jump in and do it, but then jump in and do it and justify it because it's like, it's the 80% thing we talked about yesterday. I got 80% of my life squared away, or I'm not as bad as the other guy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I
or
drink
just
a
saying,
lot.
This
but
isn't
not as,
bad.
I'm not drunk.
Right.
Yeah. Or this isn't a sin. Like, does the Bible really say that? You know, that's the justification that we can say in our minds.
And you know where you find that justification in the scriptures?
Where?
A snake in a garden.
Yes. It's right back to the beginning.
Yeah, right at the beginning. Ooh. Okay, so we're taking your calls here.
We want to know, how do you fill up? If the antidote to walking in the desires of the flesh is to be filled with the Spirit, how do you fill up? 312-274-9624.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing that we get to talk about here today, guys. And we're just asking you, what is that? Because let me give you my just a few word takeaway from Galatians 5:16 and all of Galatians. Let spirit walking kill your flesh cravings. That's what Paul says. Walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. By the way, that's pretty unequivocal.
Right. I mean, there's not a lot of ways to interpret this verse.
It's clear. It's one of the most inspiring verses going. I mean, it's just one of those. It's a Titus 2:11-12 verse. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Kimberly in North Aurora, what do you say?
Good morning. Well, what I do is I set my alarm before I'm getting up and for work, and I turn on the Bible app, and I listen to an entire book of the Bible before my eyes even open up, before I get on the floor, before the devil have his chance to do whatever he thinks he's going to do in my life.
I love it. Now, let's get really honest. Kimberly, are there some times when you've ever conked back out? I mean, that's a fight sometimes, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, sometimes you can get tired reading that. I mean, even hearing that in the morning. So that's a battle, I'm sure, isn't it, Kimberly?
Well, I'll be honest. Hearing it is not the battle. Walking it is the battle.
Yeah, sister. You got that right. Thank you, Kimberly. We love you, sister. Boom.
So good. Let's go to Keontae. Let's hear your story. Keontae from DeKalb. You've seen this to be true in your own life. Tell us.
Yes. Hey, how's everybody doing?
Good, great. Man.
I was an addict of pornography for over 13 years since I was 9 years old, you know, and in my household, I now know that everybody struggled with it as far as all my family members. So, you know, it was never condemned by my family. Even
right.
at 9 years old, I just knew it was wrong. So I struggled with that, and I thought, man, I'm doing everything. You know, that's always was my excuse. Like, well, it's not me. I'm trying to do everything. But walking in the Spirit is a habitual thing that you got to make habits out of. You know what I'm saying? You can't just walk in the Spirit for one day. You know, when
yes.
it comes to sin that's trying to kill you, you got to make it your life. You know, so every day I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, get ready for work. By 5 o'clock, I'm driving to work. By 5 to 5:30, I'm praying with the Lord. Just giving them my thoughts, just talking to the Lord, having intimate time with him while I'm driving. Get on the bus, I listen to worship music. That's something that I had to learn to cut out my life with secular music, because what we don't realize is that's the enemy's toolbook.
Yes,
secular
friend.
Music, where he just puts in these pornography, especially if you're already addicted to pornography. He just puts in these vile images in your mind through this music. So I had to cut that out and start listening to only worship music, which brings me joy every morning. I listen
yeah.
to the same songs, and I'm telling you, I still smile, I still cry, I still break down. So I listen to that in the morning, and then I go home, see my kids. I prepare. I do Bible study lessons. I teach Bible study lessons Wednesday and Sunday. So I prepare those lessons while I'm at home. And then on my second route, I listen to Pastor Erwin Lutzer and a bunch of different other pastors who just give me sermons every day. I go home. I listen to the Word of God as I'm cleaning the kitchen, I'm studying, or I'm, you know, playing with my kids. I got the Word of God playing as I'm cooking, just listening to it, the NIV version, just listening to it, to the Bible app. I go home. I mean, when I'm in the bed with my wife, we do a devotional, we lay down, we pray. And that's my daily walk with God
that's
every
awesome.
Single day, so.
Okay, so Keontae, there's somebody listening right now who's probably thinking, okay, come on, Keontae, that seems a bit excessive. Isn't that a bit much? You saying I just need to be listening to the Bible all day long? What do you say to that?
Well, you know what, man? I say this is why brokenness is important, because you got to understand, you can't come to the Lord loving the sin, you know?
Yeah.
I had to hate that thing, and I do hate pornography. I do hate what it's doing to our community, what it's doing to these children. I hate it, and you got to hate it. You know, you got to be broken. You can't come to the Lord with a half heart. Lord, I love you. And then that's another thing. I kept telling people I love God, but I was living contrary to that. And Jesus
yeah.
said 3 times in John 14, if you love me, keep my commandments. If the man who loves me, he will keep my commandments. He said that 3 times because he was stressing it to his disciples right before he was about to get on the cross, and he wanted them to know that.
Yes.
And so I think, you know, for us, we say we love Jesus, but what does that look like? And we got to start really living it out. You know,
yeah.
we got to start really loving him the way we want to love him. Receives love.
Yeah, wow. Right on, Keontae. And thank you so much, man. Triple boom, my man. Appreciate that. Keontae brings up something that is very important, and that is a lot of people think that hate is not a virtue. I need you to know something. Hate absolutely is a spiritual virtue. If you do not grow to hate the sin in your life, you will never do spiritual warfare with it. That's a fact. I'm going to tell you right now, to not like or to say, I wish this wasn't in my life, or to say, oh, I really don't like this about me, it's not strong enough. It is absolutely clear in Scripture that we are called to hate sin in our life. The fact that Keontae brought that up, super encouraging.
Yeah.
There's 3 things in this little writing I'm doing on killing sin. One of them is take extreme measures. Excuse me. The first thing is grow to hate it. You got to have an emotion of hatred for your sin in your life. If you have something less than hatred for sin in your life, you're never going to put it to death. Secondly, take extreme measures to deal with it. And third, walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. Keontae's done all of those.
Reminding you to love others out of the love Christ has for you. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
Hey, just quick heads up, guys. It's a week from next Monday that we're going to, I don't think it's a week from next Monday. Week from next Tuesday is a big kickoff for Share. But I want to be so clear. If you are part of the Boom Crew, I really want you to become a shareholder in what we're doing here. And I don't care how much you get your toe in the Jordan here, but I'm asking you to put your toe in the Jordan. And at some level, why? we live in such a needy world that needs a fair shot at the gospel. Wow. You know, I was talking last night. I had a real brief conversation with Mark Job, and it was really cool because we were talking, the brief part was we were talking about our city and how many de-churched and unreached people there are just in Chicagoland. And they all deserve a fair shot at the gospel. And so what Share is all about is not trying to make all the Jesus people happy. It's about making us strong so that we can go out there and share this world as incarnational beings. So if you're not going to be here a week from now, or maybe this is a self-discipline issue, kind of a desire of the flesh to kind of, oh boy, I don't want to say what was in my heart. Maybe it's time for you to jump in. And if it is, knowing that we're listener supported and all that, guys, if you don't know that and you're new here, we're listener supported. We don't sell mattresses and enough cars on ads around here. We don't do any of that to keep the lights on. It's about your gifts, and we're so grateful. The Boom Crew, you'd be amazed, guys, if you're new to this, the Boom Crew just jumps up. But it's just a small percentage, so we want to increase that radically this year. We got a link right now in case you're going to be gone. There aren't a lot of people going on vacation, but some are.
Text the word SHARE to 312-274-9624. SHARE to 312-274-9624.
You'll find the link there and everything you need to be part of this. And I just want to thank you ahead of time. Thank you from the bottom of our heart. Be praying, man. Next week, we're going to get prayer warriors on board here.
Oh, yeah. Next week's going to be a fantastic week.
That's when we get our prayers going. Okay, we're going to go back to the phone lines here.
We're asking you, how do you fill up? How do you make sure that you are walking in the Spirit? Robin from Leland, tell us what you do.
Hey, good morning. So in addition to just, you know, being in the Word, doing my own study, on our Bible app, there is a way to do a plan, a study with others.
Yes.
And a group of my sisters and I, we just keep doing them one after the other after the other. And you do the Devo and the verses, and then there's a place to reflect. And it shares with the other people in the study, like, how's God speaking to you in this? And it just opens it up to a whole new level of soul bearing and asking for prayer and accountability and just being reflective. Just things we resonate with and how the Word resonates in us.
That is so cool. Robin, wow. Thank you so much, sister.
That's so good.
Yeah, awesome stuff. That's what we're looking for here this morning, guys.
How do you fill up, practically speaking? What steps do you take?
Your number one hub for freedom stories. You're listening to Curl and Crew Mornings.
All right, 6:46 is the time, and we're talking about how in the world do you put to death these flesh cravings? Flesh cravings are what?
Those desires that are contrary to God's desires for us. So what our flesh wants.
Here's the cool thing that we find. There is, I'm going to give it three key components that we find in Scripture. Let me feature a couple of them. One is, take extreme measures to kill sin. Yep. Do not make it available. Do everything you can to get it out of there. This includes, let me give you a tough one right now. This is going to be brutal. If you've got friends around you that all they do is drag you down with their speech, cut them out of your life. If you've got friends around you that all they do is drag you into addictions that are killing you, I don't care if it's alcohol, porn, food, gambling,
gossip,
mm-hmm. Church pride, get them out of your life.
Yeah.
And I don't mean being ruthless and being mean. I'm talking about lovingly begin to separate yourself from that. But so we got to kill sin. We got to take extreme measures. But then what do we find here in Galatians? This may be one of the most powerful verses in all of the Bible about how to deal with your flesh cravings. You think about any sin in your life. What is it? Listen to what he says. But I say, walk by the Holy Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. That's a promise.
And it's a cool promise because you think, how am I going to deal with this stuff in my life that I can't get past?
Awesome.
Walking by the Spirit.
Phone lines are lighting up. Let's go, Allie.
Let's go to Brian, first-time caller from Chicago. Brian, what do you do to make sure you're full of the Holy Spirit and not gratifying the desires of the flesh?
Hello, guys. I just wanted to share kind of what helped me and what helps me on a weekly basis to overcome the flesh. And I know this is a topic, me personally, I love so much because it's so practical, but I feel like we complicate it so much and we try to over-spiritualize it to the point where it's like, okay, but how can you do it? And so for me personally, I'm not sure if anyone mentioned this or not, but what I go by is if you want to last, you got to fast, you know, and for me personally, this is what helps me kind of have that reset. If I see kind of me starting to act in the flesh a little bit more, me starting to go back to my old ways, or if I, you know, I just see that when I fast and I kind of put my,
yes,
my flesh on hold, I see that my spirit kind of comes alive because, you know, it's whatever you feed is what's going to live and whatever you starve is going to start to die. And so for me personally, I believe that the hardest thing for us as humans,
yeah,
as, you know, living in the flesh and eating every day and so used to feeding our flesh, the hardest thing is to say no to food, or to say no to, like you guys were saying, cutting out the things that cause us to go into those sins, that tempt us.
Because right on.
At the end of the day, if we can cut those off at the beginning, then we're not going to be led into to fulfilling those desires and to fulfilling those addictions that were once alive,
yes,
in our lives and were taking us over. So
you're right on. Brian, you are right on. First-time caller from Chicago. Boom, boom, boom. Susie Larson says, we have to fast in order to train ourselves to not be owned by things that are dragging us away from God. And it's absolutely true. Let's try to go lightning round, guys. We'll get as many in here as we can. Robert in Oak Lawn, what do you say?
Good morning, everybody. Well, what I do is I create an environment that is conducive to my spiritual development rather than my fleshly desires. Because one thing I've learned is that desires follow interests. So whatever I give my attention to, I also knowingly or unknowingly give myself to.
How does that work for you, Robert?
Oh, it's effective. It's most effective on a daily basis. And so, you know, you nailed it when you were talking about not giving attention to various things and setting timelines for yourself where you guardrails for yourself where you protect your focus. And so you got to do that. Psalm 1, verse 1, 2, and 3, I'm not going to preach it, but verse 1 deals with association, verse 2 deals with attention, and verse 3 deals with assignment. If we maintain right fellowship and association and maintain our right attention, then we can be committed to our spiritual assignment.
You aren't kidding, baby, and you will be like a tree planted by streams of water. Mm. Your leaves never wither, and all you do will prosper, if I'm not mistaken, Robert.
That's it.
Rock it, buddy. Love you. Boom, boom, picking,
wow,
boom.
Wow.
Now we're talking.
This is good.
Let's roll.
Let's go to Diane from Valpo. What do you say, Diane?
One of the things I did immediately after beginning to walk with the Lord was someone shared with me listening to Moody. So I started listening to Moody, have learned a lot, and I thank you from all the programs. And I wrote note cards of scripture. I dealt with anxiety in my life for a long time. And I started writing note cards with scripture on that so that I could go over and over those things in my mind. God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, told me that you have to have tools in your belt to walk the way Jesus wants us to walk. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, not on our problem. And so go through the scripture if you deal with anxiety, if you deal with a number of the things that you've just been talking about, and find verses and write them on note cards and make them part of your tool belt.
We lost her. Diane, thank you from Valpo. Big boom to you, sister.
What do you say? How do you fill up? Make sure you're full of the Holy Spirit so you're not gratifying the desires of the flesh.
Hi, I'm Sputnik, and you're listening to the Carl and Crew Showcast.
Today we're tackling again from the book of Galatians. How in the world do we deal with this thing that's killing us, man? The flesh cravings in our life. What are flesh cravings? Come on. What are they?
Sin.
Okay, what are some of the big flesh cravings that are out there? Come on. I'll start. Gossip. Pornography. Come on, let's go.
Jealousy.
Oh, wow.
Thanks.
Keep them going.
Envy.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol, drugs.
Any
type of addiction kind of thing.
Yeah, any kind of addiction.
Anger.
Anger.
Pride.
Pride.
Revenge.
Revenge.
Would you classify every sin as an addiction?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I think sins can be addicting.
Yeah.
I think we often look at addiction as substance, but
sure.
I don't know. I went to a Baptist church. It looked to me like gossip was pretty addictive.
Yeah. I mean.
I'm not against Baptists. I love Baptists. Well, I was raised Baptist. But I mean, it seemed that there were some character things that could, it appeared pretty addictive.
Sure. I mean, there are moments for me, you know, in complaining where I've been like, okay, I'm going to go and see how long, you know, I'm going to try to go without complaining today. And then, you know, 30 minutes into the day, it's like, okay, don't complain. And then it's just, bah, I got to complain. And then it's like, you know, I just almost can't hold it in. And it's
so funny.
It is, you know, it almost, to that regard, it is that is kind of the definition of addiction. And so I feel like sin, you know, has that on us.
Well, yeah, there's a reason why we sin, you know, because it feels good.
Yeah.
For a time.
Yeah. For a time.
Ooh.
For a short time.
Immediate, but. It not doesn't permanent ever gratification. Fill
you. I had a deal happen a couple of weeks ago where I vented to somebody.
Yeah.
And I came away from there. The vent took about 15 seconds in total.
Oh, no.
It was a really good feel in 15 seconds.
Yeah, it was great. Endorphin rush galore.
Sure.
But the recrimination and the grief and repentance took days. Of my life.
Mm-hmm. Feels way worse than the 15 seconds.
And some of it was false guilt.
Right. So, I mean, not because it was you needed days to repent and make up for that.
Oh, no. I kept whipping my back with this cord.
Sure,
no,
yeah.
I didn't.
It was self-condemnation.
It was horrible. But some of it was right on. I mean, some of your sin, some of the stuff you're calling shame is just good old garden variety conviction from the Holy Spirit. So don't be calling everything shame. Here's some hope for today. When we were prepping yesterday, we all believed, man, this is it. Because a lot of us look at the book of Galatians and we go, okay, I work out in my own strength, my life, and it's not good. And I do sometimes abandon the very gospel and the God who saved me and go in my own strength. But today we're looking at something really powerful, and that is that spirit walking can kill your flesh cravings. Some of you have been wondering, how in the world are we going to kill these things? It's like having a powerful offense.
We're looking at Galatians 5:16. It's kind of our key verse this morning, so you should check it out. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
Take in your calls right now.
What do you do to fill up, to walk by the Spirit? Let's go to Annette from Wisconsin. Thanks for calling in this morning. What do you say?
Hey, good morning, gang. I listen to you guys in the morning, and I find that the words of encouragement, and I just connected to the words of encouragement and fellowship with other believers, but also worshiping.
Yeah.
That just, it helps you walk in the Spirit. Not helps, you walk in the Spirit when you open that heart to worshiping God.
Yes.
And listening to the music and relating the scriptures that are embedded into the songs. And I carry it through the day. And I think so what we listen to and what
yes.
we fill our heart with words makes a difference. And I know people talk about reading your Bible, but that songs that have those verses in it, we can hear it. We can sing it.
Yeah.
And be a part of it.
Annette, you might have missed this, but a guy named Keontae called in earlier here, and he said the same thing. And here's what's really cool. He said that his walk with God, Annette, has been radically transformed. In fact, he was really bold. He was at 9 years old. He's exposed to pornography. 13 years, he was hooked on it. He's walking free. Oh. And it's because of listening. One of the elements is listening to music that doesn't have lyrics that are irrigated with trash that's going to tempt him to go there. And he's just, he's a victoriously walking guy, isn't
yeah,
he,
Yeah,
and Allie?
Music was a big part of it, listening to the word. And I love that. I love that.
Annette, rock and roll sister, how long have you been following Jesus?
Woo! Oh, I'm old.
A lot of years.
50 years, Carl.
Oh, sister. Well, let me tell you something. You sound like you got a fresh, vibrant relationship with Jesus going. So age don't matter. Keep rocking, Annette. Proud of you. Boom, sister. All right, we're going to take more of your calls coming up.
What do you do to fill up, to make sure that you're full of the Spirit, not walking by the flesh? 312-274-9624.
Hey, it's Young Thunder, and you're listening to the Carl and Cruz Showcast.
Let me break it down really quickly here, guys. This is very important. I want to encourage your socks off this morning. You might be thinking, how, Carl, am I going to win over this sin in my life? And we've all had those wonderings.
Yeah. How am I going to not be how I am right now?
Yes. And I want to give you a couple of things. One that's extant to this text that we're specifically in, but the other one is specifically related to this text. The one that's extant to this is clearly Jesus's words that if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out. Your eye, arm causes you to sin, cut it off.
Right.
Which means, guys, listen, sometimes we have to deal a death blow. You got to kill what's killing you.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to take extreme measures to do it. Now, that's not the only thing, because if the only thing you do is fixate on that sin, we're going to be in trouble. But listen to the hope Paul gives us in Galatians 5:16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Mm. I'm telling you, I can get so giddy about this. I could stand up right now. I'll do that for starters.
Okay.
But secondly, I need you to know something. The best defense against that sin that is kicking your spiritual keister is an offense. That's exactly what Paul says here.
And so how do you stay in an offensive mode? So you're not always playing defense, trying to, that sin's creeping up. Okay, I'm going to knock it back this time.
Yeah.
Keep knocking it back because your resolve is going to grow weak.
Yeah, and it's the wrong emphasis. According to the Apostle Paul, look at this. But I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Think about that one for a second. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. What do we find in this book? Walking by the Spirit means that you are not walking in your own strength. Walking by the Spirit means that you are raising the sails of your soul and being filled with the Holy Spirit. It does not mean that you are out there striving in your own strength. You're not living by shoulds and ought tos. You are being attentive and mindful to the power and the wind of the pneuma, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, and how he's moving in your life. So I love this. I love to help men. And God's giving me I think I've got a fresh calling on my life. And that is how to put screen time limits on smartphones. Because why? If you take extreme measures to help a man, and now I'm understanding, you guys are telling me the numbers are staggering here of women that are stuck on pornography.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be considered just a men's issue. Now, statistically, a lot more women are struggling with pornography.
It's horrible. So here's the deal. You want to kill sin in your life? Let me tell you a couple of things that have to happen according to the word of God. Mm-hmm. One is to take extreme measures to kill this thing. Accessibility is half the battle. And I know this is really tough. I've never struggled with food, but I will say this. You can take this principle that I'm about to give you and apply it to everything, including the refrigerator. I know this for a fact. And so let me give you some hope here. Watch this. With pornography, half the battle is accessibility. Mm-hmm. See, when I was a kid growing up, guys, I never saw pornographic images as a kid growing up because you had to go out of your way to go find that stuff. So I'll be honest with you. I had a strong home. I didn't have a dad that had Playboys laying around like a lot of guys listening to me right now. Okay. I didn't have friends that had this stuff laying around. So that protected me a lot.
Yeah.
Right. But here's the thing. Accessibility now is, guys, you hand a cell phone to a 13-year-old boy or a girl, bang, they've got porn right there. I mean, right there. So this is what I do with men that I mentor and work with, and I don't even do it myself. I tell them how to do it. And this is really cool. Let me give it to you. What time of day or what day of the week are you most susceptible to going on and just plugging in something for a porn search? Okay, let's put screen limits on that time of day and those kind of deals. So here's what you can do. You can take Chrome. You can take DuckDuckGo. You can take Safari, all the search engines and any apps, and you can put a screen time stopper on any smartphone. By the way, if you've got a kid in high school and you don't do this, you're losing your ever-loving mind, guys. I'm telling you. You are naive as to what's going on with your kids. I'm being too hard on that. You need to wake up. You need to wake up because this stuff is epidemicville. But you put screen time limits on that and you restrict it. You cannot believe the measure of victory. I've talked to men who say, if it's not at the ready, I don't go there.
Right.
It's that simple. I mean, if you can't go there, you don't go there.
Sure.
Then if you got to, after 2 weeks of checking it out, if that's not working, tail it back even more. Amazing breakthrough happens. And I'm not kidding you. Amazing breakthrough. But it's not just enough to say, I don't want to sin. I don't want to sin. I don't want to sin. This is what the Apostle Paul says that almost makes me want to spontaneously combust this morning.
Galatians 5:16, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
How cool is this, Allie?
So there's something more here. It's not just about killing sin, as important as that is, taking those extreme measures. It's also walking by the Spirit, filling ourselves up so full of the Holy Spirit that there's no room for those flesh cravings.
Boom! So let me give you a few phrases to prove this. If I fill, Carl, my workplace with words of affirmation, there's less likely room for critical spirit. Would you guys amen me on that
amen.
One?
Amen, oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And wouldn't you put the yoke of this, wouldn't you put the lion's share of the responsibility for this on me? Come on, be honest. Be honest.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I fill this room, I feel like crying right now. If I fill this room, and I need you to hear me, with words of affirmation, there is less room in this room for a critical spirit.
Yes.
If I fill my stomach with good food, there is less room for junk food. So on this food issue, I'm not an expert. Esherita Choo Choo is. She's awesome. Read the book, Phil. But here's what I do know. If you don't have the garbage food that's kicking your tail from an addiction standpoint and all this stuff accessible, you're going to have greater possibility of success. Food's tough because you got to eat, right?
Right.
I mean, you got
to
eat.
You have to eat to survive.
Yeah, but if you cut off the accessibility like you do porn for men or women struggling with it, the accessibility of the garbage food that's making it really a battle, the potentiality for victory is right there. If I fill my heart with hope, since scripture says out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. If I fill my heart with hope, my mouth is going to speak words of encouragement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if I fill my mind with truth, I have less room for lies rattling around in my head. So what is Paul saying here? Your best defense is an offense. Yes, you take extreme, turn it in into a dumb phone. But don't just leave it there. Now get irrigated with the power of the Holy Spirit.
So we want to hear from you. How do you do that practically? How do you fill yourself with the power of the Holy Spirit? 312-274-9624.
You know, there is such a cool thing about it. It's kind of a blessing because, you know, sometimes we wish we were infinite like God, but God has made us finite beings. And in this case, it is absolutely a blessing because we have limits in every single area of our lives. We have only certain amounts of things we can take in. We're finite in that way.
Good.
So we're finite in our bellies, we're finite in our hearts, we're finite in our minds, which means we can only take a certain amount of things in. It is true, it is proof that we can, if we put in good stuff, it's going to fill the space, and we will literally not have room for bad things.
Yes!
Wow.
It is absolutely true.
Yeah.
I mean, we got how big is our tank for the stuff that we can do in a day?
Yeah.
Limited, man.
Limited. It's limited. There's a blessing to being limited, and that's the blessing right there. God knows it.
So we want your calls on this topic right now.
What do you do each day, each week to fill yourself up, to make sure that you're full of the Spirit so that you're not gratifying those cravings, those flesh desires?
Patricia and Roselle, what do you say?
Good morning, Carl and friends. I just wanted to say that I've always wanted to start my day spending some time with God, and I always fell short. However, for the last couple of months, I've been getting up and I've been spending time, and it has been life-changing. The difference between my days are day and night. I'm afraid not to get up and spend time with God.
Yeah.
To God be the glory.
Yeah, amen, sister. That is right on. And let me ask you this, Patricia, because there's some people that hear that, and they're like, ugh. It might feel like a legalism, or how am I going to do it? Give us your perspective on what led you to that and what keeps you in it. Give us your posture. Give us something so that they can go, okay, I'm going to try this.
So, All right. So one of the things is I would hear other people testify about their intimate time with Jesus in the morning. And even though I was a little bit envious, I said, I can do that too. And every time I would try it, I would get on the roll and I would do it. You know, I would get up every morning for like a week. And then I would start, you know, oversleeping, or I'd get up and I wouldn't have the time. And my day would be like horrible. And I'm like, oh my God, just because my day was just totally different. And so I made it my business to get up. I would set my clock early. I started off with the Lord's Prayer before I even stepped out of bed. And I had my Bible right there beside my bed. So as soon as I got up, that's the first thing I did. And I was able to do it without rushing. I'm relaxed. And I am telling you, God just turns this day around like, oh, it's amazing.
Patricia, it's amazing. I listen, I can't even see you, but I can see you.
Amazing.
Sister, we love you. To God be the glory.
Today is going to be a good day. Yeah, I spent time with my Lord.
I know it, Patricia. Patricia from Roselle, triple boom, 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 sister. Sue and Wheaton, what do you say?
Oh, I wish I could meet all these brothers and sisters. I will someday.
Yeah, you will.
Well, when I was pregnant, I couldn't get up straight out of bed, so I would roll out on my knees. And while I was down there, I said, Lord, I want to obey what you, your command, you know, be filled with the Spirit, you know, just fill me with your Spirit. But what does this mean? You know, because later in the day, I would find I would be under my own human control.
Yeah, you're leaking like crazy of the Spirit. So what'd God do?
Yeah. Yeah. So one day, one morning, I asked the Lord, now, what does this mean? And it was like he said, I just want to put you on like a glove. I want to think through your mind. I want to look through your eyes. I want to listen through your ears. I want to speak through your tongue. I want to touch people through your hands. I want to walk through your feet. Just let me put you on like a glove. And God knows, I need a picture.
That is beautiful. Sue, I love that. And I'm telling you, finding him on your knees and staying there is gorgeous. Taking your calls right now, guys. Boom, crew. That's what I'm talking about. This is why we call them the Boom Crew.
That's exactly why. And I'm with both of these callers. Trying to get up, spending some time in, with the Lord is a game changer.
It is. It is. And the Lord's been waking me up before I need to get in. And I've had unbelievable times of reflection with the Lord.
Do you pray for that, Carl? Do you like pray that he gives you energy enough to wake up to spend time with him?
Yeah, this is what the Lord's been telling me. So I've been going to bed earlier than I even normally do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that I really need about 7 hours to function really well.
I need eight.
Between 7 and 8. Yeah. And by the way, if you're a new man listening to the show, you need to know I used to subscribe to, because I'm Mr. Alaska here. I used to just subscribe to the mindset of how little sleep can you get by on?
Uh-huh.
Well, then I learned, well, that's the most unspiritual thing in the world. God invented sleep and he wants us to rejuvenate our bodies. By the way, there's science that proves that our cells get healthier as a result of good sleep. So to answer your question, the Lord's been waking me up about an hour before I need to get up. And this morning, yet again, I had a sweet time. It's like I'm more self-aware in the Holy Spirit. I have more time to pray. I have more time to shut out the noise. And it just, if I get up and I scramble out the door, it seems like naturally I'm walking in the flesh. Whereas if I have time to quiet my heart, I can get really aligned with the power of the Holy Spirit.
It really is a game changer. It really is.
Taking your calls, guys, 312-274-9624. What are you watching God do in you to go on offense against these deeds of the flesh? The promise is real, but I say walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Let Spirit walking kill your flesh cravings. Don't focus on the flesh cravings as much as you focus on Spirit walking. What are you doing to Spirit walk? And you might say, that sounds crazy. It's right out of the Word, walking by the Spirit. What are you doing to Spirit walk? 312-274-9624. Your calls straight ahead.
No energy? No problem. We have all the energy you need and more. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
All right, guys, getting a lot of feedback here today. This is awesome. I feel like we're in step with the Holy Spirit, clearly, and it's awesome to be there. Asking you this question, what are you doing to be filled up with the Holy Spirit, knowing that Paul said it, but I say walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. It's all about being irrigated by the Spirit. You know what I found? If you got a bunch of fresh water in a 55-gallon drum, it's hard to put bad water in.
There you go.
It's just hard to put it in. And here's another thing. If you fill your workplace with words of affirmation, there's less room for a critical spirit. You put good food in your stomach, there's less room for junk food. You fill your mind with truth, you have less room for lies. And if you fill your spirit with the Holy Spirit, the gratifications of the flesh are less likely to happen. 312-274-9624. Cookie in Chicago. What do you say, Cookie?
Hey, my friends, God bless all of you.
And you, sister, what do you got?
This is what I say. Iron sharpens iron. That's what the Word of God says.
Yes.
So, if you want to be in one accord with the Holy Spirit, the way to do it is stay focused on the things of the Lord. He says, stay focused on the things up above. So, therefore, you should be fasting. You should be praying. You should be reading that word. You should be asking God, hey, Lord, put my spirit in conviction.
Yes.
When I don't come before you, sovereign God.
Yes, yes,
when
yes.
When I pray, Carl, I pray for others, and I say, Lord, put their spirit in conviction, God. Shake them up. Let them feel your presence, your power. Because let me tell you something, Carl. Under that anointing, we are able to tell somebody's past, present, and their future, my brother, only under that anointing.
Yeah.
And people want to have a prophet in the land because they want to know what God's business is for them.
Boom, okay, Cookie. Brother? Oh, sister, you are right on. You are right on. You know, Cookie, I just want to encourage you. I need to encourage you with something. I need you to hear me. I need you to come out of your shell, come off that wallflower pose, and
yeah.
get engaged in life a little bit more, Cookie.
I love her fire.
She is in fuego. Okay, 7:22 is the time, and we are taking your calls. What is it to be filled with the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh? Jan and Elgin, what do you say, Jan? Hello, Jan.
Hello.
We got
you. Can you hear me?
Got you. Loud and clear.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Excellent. I just was praying about the idea of what God said in his word, the evening and the morning are the first day. You know, so it's what is going on in the evening that is really the beginning of your day.
Yes.
Even more than the morning. And so I've been thinking about, what am I putting into my mind in the evening? It's such a temptation when I'm tired at the end of the day and I just want to sit and veg out and watch something on Netflix or some show or
yep.
something like that. And I've been trying to fill my mind with things of God, even if it's shows about God, YouTube videos, preachers, sermons,
sure.
anything that I can take in. And then, or singing, you know, worship songs, and I wake up with those thoughts on my mind in the morning. It's like I've processed it throughout the night. I might wake up with that song in my heart in the morning.
Well, Jan, you're right about this one, and the reason is that we're holistic beings, and you can't live this crazy bifurcated life. You can't go from, let's just be really candid here. You can't go from listen to music that's so full of, I was doing something here the other day. I was searching something. Yeah, this fits. Checking with the Lord to see if I should share this. I was searching on the internet for something with regard to rap music and its effect on kids. Okay. And I stumbled upon this list of the 10 most disgusting lyrics by rap artists. Guys, I need you to hear me right now. I need you to hear me.
I can't even imagine.
There is no way a kid is going to walk. Kids' minds are getting so polluted with some of this stuff. And by the way, I'm not sounding like an old guy. My mind was polluted with some of the crazy stuff back in the day from, I don't want to get into it. There's just, if you fill your mind with this junk, some of the stuff is so denigrating, so mean, so cruel, so filthy that you just can't walk forward. and we're holistic beings. How in the world can you expect a kid to rock and roll with Jesus when his mind's getting irrigated with stuff like that? You just can't. And likewise, we as adults, there has to be times when we're getting filled up with the Holy Spirit. Now, does that mean that we're totally immune to walking through this world and seeing ugly stuff? No, it means that we're so filled with the Spirit that when we see that, it doesn't become part of us. And that's what Jan's sharing. Thank you so much. Thanks for holding on, Alicia. First-time caller from Indiana. What do you say?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Everything I've been listening to this morning, man, wow, it's so true. I mean, even, you know, the word of God never returns void. I mean, it is so true. And there was one of the callers that said about waking up early and setting the clock early. And, you know, it's not that it's legalism. It just is self-discipline.
Yes,
I mean, if
yes.
you go to the gym and you work out or you play sports, you discipline, you practice things. I mean, Scripture's clear about practicing things. So if we practice doing that, and it's a desire. I mean, for me, it's a desire. I'm in a different phase of my life. I became a Christian when I was 25. I was homeless with four children, and I'm 50 now. My kids are grown. I have 11 grandchildren.
Oh, one just born yesterday. Congratulations.
But, you know,
that's cool.
I'm in a different part of my life right now, and I feel a little stagnant. I'm ashamed to say that, but I read something the other day, and, you know, it really cut me to the quick. And it's in the book of James. It says, let us be not only hearers of the word, but doers also, so that we don't deceive ourselves.
Yeah.
And it cut me to the quick because, you know, being pretty well-versed in Scripture, having that walk with the Lord, having that talk, and being in that sweet place, and then to get caught up in just life, itself and busyness, that would be my thing in the flesh that gets me, is busyness, being busy, busy, busy. And when I read that, I just started to cry because I thought, I'm deceiving myself. I am being a hearer right now, and I'm thinking I've not been doing. And somebody may not really understand what that means, but I think those who have that close walk with the Lord will understand what that means. It's not about legalism. It's not deceiving yourself. People think, well, Satan deceives me. People deceive me. No, no.
Yeah, we can be self-deceived, sister. You are right on. Alicia, let me do this. Let me pray for you right now and for many others right now. I feel prompted with this. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to give us a heart of wisdom. Give us the courage to say yes to your Holy Spirit as you nudge us this morning. Father, give us an awakening of people who are so filled with your Spirit that we have no room for the flesh. And God, I thank you that the energy for spiritual disciplines is from you, but our role is to keep in step with your Spirit. And I just pray in Jesus' name for this person right now who feels beat up and lost and hurting. I just pray that you would fill them up with hope. Bring them to your word. Bring them to yourself. Bring them to words of life. Fill them up so much with your Spirit that there's no room for the flesh. And I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Taking your calls, 312-274-9624. What are you doing to be filled up with the Spirit?
Hey, I'm Allie. You're listening to the Carlin Cruz Showcast.
Let spirit walking kill your flesh cravings. Fill up in the Spirit. Francis and Berwyn, how does that work for you?
Hey, you know, Carl, I'm right with you. You know, I meditate on God's word.
That's
you know,
awesome.
It says in the beginning of the book, you know, it says that this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night in order to observe all that is written therein. And by doing so, you shall prosper and have good success.
That's at the beginning of the book of Joshua, chapter 1, man.
1:8, yes, sir.
Yep.
And I you know, reflect on the New Testament, you know, and it says to, you know, do not be conformed to the image of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God is.
Yeah.
And you know, if you want to be successful in your walk with Jesus, you know, you got to meditate on his word.
Yeah.
Memorize his word.
You're right on. Francis, thank you so much, man. Love your heart, man. Boom to you, my man. Blake in Fox Lake, how are you getting filled with the Spirit? How does that work, man?
So a big part of it for me is actually going to be living a life of transparency with other believers.
Yes.
Because if you're not shining the light of Christ on the things that you're dealing with, you're not getting help from other people, which is a huge resource God's given us as Christians. And a lot of people think it's just you and Jesus, and I mean, Jesus obviously is enough for everything we could ever need, but he gave us the church for a reason, to be a tool. And if we're not bringing other people into that, you're not having the accountability to deal with your junk and your darkness, and you're not going to be choosing to drink from the Spirit. You're going to be choosing to drink from your own flesh instead. You need that accountability of other people who know what you're dealing with, who are going to help you choose what's right when you don't have the strength to do it yourself.
Blake, you are so right on. In fact, I would term it this way. Jesus is enough, absolutely. But what Jesus has deemed necessary is that his enoughness needs to be seen through the lives of others. And that's where we mess up. We think it's a singular deal, just me and God. And it cannot happen apart from community. Blake, how old are you, man?
I'm 32.
I can tell you were young. You keep keeping that mindset cooking, my man. I mean it. You keep that cooking. You spread that word far and wide, because this Lone Ranger Christianity ain't no Christianity at all, my brother. You keep cooking with Jesus. That's Blake, Fox Lake. Triple boom to you, my man. Boom, boom, boom. That's why we call you the Boom Crew.
Helping you find a friend in Jesus when life feels lonely. You're listening to Carlin Crew Mornings.
Yeah, man. All right, 8:19. That's our time. Going back to the phone lines, Lana. Is it Lana? First-time caller from Chicago.
Yeah, good morning, Lara, yes.
Yeah, great to have you with us. Yeah, what do you say?
Yeah, thank you so much for your show. I listen to it every morning on my way to work. Yes, I was just sharing about prayer, pray without ceasing. So, obviously we cannot be on our knee literally in our room the whole day, right? But this Holy Spirit, that's what it does. You know, we communicate with him constantly. We every 10 seconds,
yes.
as often as you can. And you can intercede, and that's how, you know, we can use our intrapersonal skills, right, of communication, and I do that. I, often as I can, I just say, I talk to him, and I just, that's how I pray without ceasing, and that's a way I could keep in step with, and it's also one of our weapons, you know, prayer, so
yes.
That's a way.
No, Lana, let me tell you something. First-time caller from Chicago. Boom, boom, boom. Sister, thank you so much for calling in. But let me tell you, you are right on. We talk a lot about that here. To be praying without ceasing is to have this mindfulness of conversation with God throughout the day. And when we feel like, oh, I've got to get in this certain posture, I've got to do that. No, that's a man-centered obligation that somebody else foisted on you. But to have a mindset of connectivity with God, that is the spiritual discipline that God is most fired up about to see in you. If he's got our attention, we are more inclined to give him full glorification with our life. And that's the bottom line. This is not about us performing. This is if he's got our attentiveness, he's going to be glorified through our lives. So Lana, rock and roll, sister. Becca in Chicago, what do you say?
Hey, Carl. Hey, crew. The word, and the word.
Yeah, sister. I mean, well, how's this working for you?
Well, you know, I'm 54 years old, and I, for years in the church, no one ever taught me how to study the word. No one. And I finally...
That's a shame.
I finally am clued in, and boy, is it amazing.
All right, so Becca, you got the floor. How do... people study their Bible. You got 2 minutes. The floor is yours. You didn't know you were going to teach on Bible study, but go for it, sister.
Okay. First of all, open it. Sit down and open it. Second of all, don't flip all over the place. Take a whole book. Get a study Bible. You go in, you read everything in that first part of that study Bible.
Yeah.
Then you go chapter by chapter. You use what's down below. You do the other references. It's not tedious. Don't let anyone tell you can do it in 15 minutes, by the way. It's not 15 minutes. It is a study. And the more you read, the more you find. And find a Bible that is easy for you to understand. Like the NLT is, I've got an NLT study Bible. I'm loving it.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'm a big ESV guy, but I will tell you this. Here's the deal. Some people are arguing about what translation to read, but very few people are reading it. So how about getting an NLT? Get it, and that's New Living Translation. If you're wondering, that's New Living Translation. And by the way, it's not word for word. But trust me, if you read it and apply it, you're going to rock and roll with Jesus. Well, I promise you.
And I'm a visual person, and I got the illustrated one. And I got to tell you, it's great. I'm loving it. It's the right one for me.
Way
right
to go, Becca. Me. Becca, keep cooking with Jesus, sister. I'm proud of you. Boom, crew. That's why we call you that. No doubt about it. Michael, Hillside, what do you say?
Carl, I cannot stress enough. For me, accountability, accountability, accountability.
What's that look like?
If I blow it during the day, I need to be able to call somebody. I have a guy that I can bear my soul to. I struggle with lust, and I need to tell him exactly what's going on. I can't hide it. If I hide it for a day, my whole day is ruined. It comes back to haunt me another way because I'm not walking with the Spirit.
I know,
when I confess it, because the Bible says, confess your sins to one another that you may be healed.
Yes.
When I confess it and I stay in accountability, I have an accountability partner who is awesome. And we talk every day, we pray every day, and I can't stress that enough for me.
Awesome. Michael, boom, brother. You're nailing it. Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew, and I'm so grateful that you listened to this showcast. Thank you mostly for being part of the Boom Crew. As we help you take your next step with Jesus, you're a huge encouragement to us. We'll be here again live every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Godspeed.